Psalms chapter 128. I am struck by some of the grandparents in the Bible. Abraham and Sarah, grandparents of Jacob, Isaac, and Rebekah, grandparents of Joseph, King Saul, grandfather of Mesobeliath, and Lois, and grandmother of Timothy. And what shall we say of Boaz and Ruth? They were David's great-grandparents. Each of those mentioned received a different legacy and has a different story. May you live to see your grandchildren, verse 6. We are afraid and sad about what our culture is leaving behind as a legacy to the next generations, and about the environment in which our descendants will have to live. What we want is not necessarily for us to live long enough to see our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. What we long for is to see them walking in the ways of the Lord. Let these words serve as a call to draw closer to your descendants and be more intentional in the mission of transmitting to them the moral and spiritual values that make them godly. Let these words also serve as a call to prayer for those who walk well and also for those who are apparently not on the right track. More than a year ago, we started motivating grandparents to pray. Choose a time daily and pray specifically for your grandchildren. And if you don't have children and grandchildren, adopt those who do not have grandparents to pray for them. Parenthood is more than blood or bearing a name. That's how it goes for anyone who honors the Lord. They will be blessed. Verse 6. Lord, give me strength and perseverance in prayer. And let me see some of the wonderful things you are going to do in lives of our descendants.